She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at Chai FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Dina Diamond, a very good morning. I think we're going to have to market our music a little bit better. I mean, what do you think of this attitude?
Guys, it's a Monday. We've got like a month left of the year. You can't be in a bad mood.
No, the week lies ahead with infinite possibility.
Infinite possibility.
Yeah, we've had rain.
We have.
We've got KFC.
We do. We've got to talk about KFC.
There's so many positive things. What is
the
all the complaining?
And we're having their beautiful parade.
They're in Cape Town today.
We've got Trevor Noah with his first performance at Madison Square Garden, which he was loving. We've got Bonang Matheba being the African Influencer of the Year.
Is she really?
People's Choice Awards.
Is that you didn't tell me?
I didn't think you were interested.
Of course I'm interested.
He's so woke, he needs to be interested.
Wow. I've been a Bonang fan for long before she was famous. And Minnie Dlamini as well. Minnie Dlamini's actually come to my house.
I have to tell you, I was watching, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called Celebrity Game Night with Anele. Have you seen it?
That looks like so much fun.
So Minnie Dlamini was on it the other night and it actually made me really like her. Like, I didn't know much from her, but I have to tell you, she's very intelligent. She's very
witty. Awesome.
She's sharp as anything.
Did you learn that over Shabbos dinner?
From Minnie? No, she didn't come to me for Shabbos dinner. She came for a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay. A Sunday afternoon cup of scotch. But I have to say, so there are so many amazing positive things. And there's also the fact that Motsoaledi, did you see, from a visa point of view for kids coming into the country, changed the requirements that foreign children no longer have to bring their unabridged or other supporting documentation.
Well, that didn't take long at all after we've decimated our tourist industry completely because
really
so confusing that nobody around the world took the time to actually, and nor should they, to try and understand our visa laws. But yes, at least it is moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, so look at all the positivity.
So much positive.
And the bangles can't be bad. I'm sorry.
It's a Manic Monday.
Manic Monday's a classic.
I have absolutely no idea why everybody is miserable. Exactly. But you're not.
I'm not.
And I tell you that Friday when I was following the KFC proposal, it actually wanted to make me weep. With the gratitude of what it means to see the best side of humanity.
And of South Africa, unbelievable. And I think also because, you know, the whole hashtag I'm staying and the Booker win, I think people are really trying to be positive. And when they find something positive to grab onto, they do.
Is my theory around this is when we feel whole and we feel grateful and we see positive, our natural spirit, which is generous,
emerges,
comes out.
Absolutely. And it's amazing. I mean, I know you briefly talked about it, but just to recap, so Hector Mkhanzi, 28, proposed to a Nontlantla soldat who actually, so they actually have been married for 2 years already. They got married in 2010, was it? And then, no, they met in 2010, got married in 2012. But he didn't have a ring to propose to her and he hadn't had enough money. So he was down on his one knee at the KFC and proposing, and it just, there was an entire crowd that this drew. Someone posted it on Twitter and it went beyond viral. It was unbelievable. So KFC was so clever because they picked it up. And they said they were looking for this blesser. They were looking for this couple. And it went mad on Twitter. In fact, you can't even get onto Twitter and not have the story come up.
Because it was the number one trend for many hours on Friday. Hundreds of thousands of mentions.
Hashtag KFC proposal. Hashtag streetwise wedding. I mean, I also want to get engaged in KFC to get all these gifts. I mean,
me too. Hey, I was just like, oh my goodness.
If I'd known this, I totally
Well, I saw somebody posted this morning a picture of a couple. Getting engaged at the beach, a South African couple. Well, it looks like it's in South Africa. Yeah. Getting engaged at the beach, and the hashtag, the header is "Over to you, Ocean Basket."
I thought that
is funny. That's clever.
I love it. I mean, so, and when you look at the video, the guy smiled so sweet. It's so genuine.
And she was so lovely.
She was.
Covered her face like she was like
so,
really.
It was very cute.
She was
bashful.
Very overwhelmed.
It was very, very sweet. And also, I mean, obviously, they didn't go to KFC to draw the crowd.
No, you know, no one really doesn't, I don't think.
He
yeah.
was proposing, and that's why when that Hader, her name is also Nele, incidentally.
Oh, you see, I couldn't find her name yesterday.
Oh, it's a Nele, but it's not that.
Not our Nele.
Not our Nele.
No, no,
Who did she get shouted at for recently? Also on Twitter.
Kelly Rowland.
Yes, don't be a hater for Kelly Rowland not wearing makeup. So she's in enough trouble. I think Anneli's going to be
right.
No,
she'll keep a bit
quiet.
Yes.
That kind of stuff. So yes, some woman named Anneli commented obviously that he was too cheap to get engaged somewhere else. But you know, it just like sparked this storm, and it has been unbelievable for KFC because first of all, everyone's tweeting KFC the amount of PR, positive PR, because everything is positive. Like you can't even pay for that because it is every single brand. I mean, even their competitor Chicken Licken got in on the action, offering cows again at chicken.
Okay, so I'm very confused by this. I think there was offers of cows.
There was. Chicken Licken offered two cows.
Ah, okay.
And then Daily Sun offered sheep.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't even, I mean, do you understand?
In the world of Lebole, is cows like the rands and sheep like the cents?
Probably.
I think like
no,
you,
just honest, like,
maybe they're meant for the party. You know?
Maybe.
But I mean, what they have been offered is insane. They've been offered Crockett and Jones shoes. They've been offered transport by Bismarck. They've been offered Dial-A-Bed and given them 10,000 rand. Graphic designers have offered to do their wedding. They've been offered spa packages. Le Creuset have offered them stuff. Mango Air is offering a honeymoon in Zanzibar. Lexus is offering them cars. Cowtrain passes. Hawaii, I mean, Huawei phone.
It's going to be a full-time job for them.
Coders, wines, trips to Mozambique, makeup, DeFi appliances of 20,000 rand, diamond rings worth 45,000 rand, Limpopo tourism itself has gone and offered a honeymoon. I mean,
in
Sun City,
Whoa. Do we not think anything of this couple? We're offering them a honeymoon in Limpopo.
You know what I love is that every single person has tried to get on the bandwagon. So yes, it's a positive
So do you think that's really what happened, or did people say, you know what, this is what I can do? Because earlier on when I saw a lawyer saying, you know, I don't have very much else, but I can offer to, I'm going to draw up your documents for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, I was moved by that because people are just saying,
I'll
do what
I'm
I
so
can
moved
do.
By the
That's
story.
What I
it's
loved
beautiful.
With about it.
I've been offered and wedding dresses and shirts. I think that most people were genuine in their offers and it really moved them and it was beautiful. But I also think it was slightly opportunistic.
Right. Well,
level.
Especially when I saw Total Sport.
Oh my gosh.
Did
they also get
it?
They did. They offered a voucher. I think it was 5,000
rand. 5,000
rand.
I mean, cheap. Cheap. I mean, I'm sorry.
Sure. I mean, they have been lashed. So I think they were trying to come back with a bit of
But we told them not to, didn't we, Dina?
Oh, we did.
We sat here in studio and what did we say? We said Total Sport must keep quiet on social media for now. And,
do you know how they have been lashed?
Yeah, so here we go.
In fact, they even sent good luck to the book. And got taken out.
No, of course. Here, Total Sports tweet, halala, marriage is a team sport. Here's a 5,000 rand Total Sport voucher to keep you winning together. And, I mean, 5,000 rand, really. You could do a little bit better than that. And somebody tweets, wow, Total Sport trying to get their PR points up. Sadly, chose to convict EE on racism before even the courts. You picked sides and Total Sports, you suck. Actually, disgusted that you're trying to score points now. Whoever does your PR should lose their job. Useless brand. That's a tweet.
You know, they're not going to win on anything. I mean, even they went out there on the day of the actual finals and they said today is the day, the World Cup finals, good luck to the Springboks, we back you all the way. And whoa, did they get hate mail. And they also got it in retrospect because obviously after the game people were posting that pic of Eben with the kiss, you know,
yes,
the second
yes.
kiss of the game. And I think they have been absolutely.
No, they've been lambasted.
Taken out.
I do feel sorry for them because they made a mistake.
They made a huge mistake.
And
they're paying the price.
And, they are
and
indeed.
And there's even some very not nice comments on there. Language I cannot repeat on air.
Even off air, you wouldn't repeat that.
Even off
air. Time is 8:19, about to go 8:20. I'd love your thoughts on the KFC, the whole development, the branding opportunities that people, the marketing opportunities. Have people used it or does it come from a good place? I'd love your thoughts on it.
Michael proposed in KFC.
For sure. Well, Michael says, poor KFC couple, now they have to invite all those family members who they never would have invited. It's true. That's what Mike says, because it's not a secret, this wedding.
No, mm-mm. Not at all. In fact, ENCA want to actually broadcast it live. So Jeremy Maggs was on his show and he's like, I'm taking an executive decision that we are going to broadcast this wedding live. I mean, I know that the people are married, okay? They actually are married.
I know, but that just ruins a good story.
They couldn't have the wedding they wanted.
No, so I think they could still have the wedding. I think that's very nice.
No, but what they're actually saying, a spokesperson of a family came out and actually said, thank you. We're overwhelmed with this response, but we'll basically keep you posted. But obviously now they can't not have the wedding.
No, they can't.
They've gotten Zanzi in a frenzy.
Yeah. Oh,
so much pressure. And this poor couple says they want a small wedding.
No, never mind. They gave that up when he proposed in KFC.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes you've got to feed to the people. And now that
No. This, you know what? When we got married, we were young, and we got to the point around our wedding or / circus where we said, you know what? We're going to give our wedding to our parents and we'll take the marriage.
I don't think you actually had a choice either.
No, we didn't. We didn't. Yeah.
Knowing both sides, I actually feel
no,
that
we had
no
absolutely
choice.
No choice. That is true. But it was still very, very mature of us. And we decided, you know what? Yep. We'll keep the marriage. They can have the wedding.
And it
helped us through it because this wedding, you know, this couple very clearly is not a couple that is looking for publicity.
Weren't. That's what's so beautiful about
it. And maybe that's why we responded like we did. There was nothing, attention seeking about it. It was very, very natural.
But also no one could have predicted the response from the entire country.
That's what I'm fascinated by. If you look now around the world, I would imagine KFC, head of marketing in, I don't know, Birmingham, Alabama, wherever they sit, I made that up, is looking at it and saying, okay, how do we replicate this incredible event that took place in South Africa? How do we replicate it? But the problem is we smart and people are smart around the world. The minute we suspect that it is contrived, it'll bomb.
Absolutely.
So from a marketing perspective,
no, this
what
is gold. This is gold from a marketing perspective. It's actually Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, you're so funny, Louisville,
really?
Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah,
Birmingham,
1441 Gardner Lane, actually.
Okay, well, there we go. Just write that down. I don't know why we needed to know that, but all right, there we go.
We like to share random bits of information.
We do. It is absolutely
just in case
true.
Someone asks you in a government
trivia. Right, where is, what is the address of the head office of Kentucky?
So I think, this is marketing you can't buy because it is so genuine, because it is so absolutely heartfelt and warm. It's beautiful. And KFC completely struck it lucky with this. And when you got their competitors coming to
but
the
they took the opportunity as well.
No, absolutely. So they could have left it. They could have completely left it when it got posted. But they actually went looking for this couple. They went and said, we want to know who these people are. We want their names and we want to find out. And they were like so on the ball. I mean, that's a thing again with a Twitter account. A Twitter account isn't like a sort of a lunch hour sort of thing that you work on.
No, you've got to live on it. You've got, especially if you're in retail.
If you're in retail, if you're in anything, your Twitter account cannot switch off and you cannot be non-responsive.
No.
So you are constantly monitoring it, and you have to be very careful, as we've seen now with Total Sports.
Right, because it can go either way.
Totally, in 3 seconds.
What's also interesting is we've had another example of the spontaneity, which was, and we spoke about it, was Beanbag the brand, where Faf was placed where it wasn't placed. He stood wearing it, having won, shaking Prince Harry's hand, the logo very visible. It's just incredible for these brands.
Exactly. Also, completely spontaneous. I mean, they've sold out before Christmas already. They can't even make enough
order.
Orders.
I tried.
It's going to be so sad for those on the beach. South African flags, waste not. Maybe I'm sure someone will lend you theirs for the holidays.
I don't know. I don't think a Speedo is something that you share. I don't know. It's just a feeling. Yeah. But either way.
You might be right on that.
It's just incredible where you see the spontaneity and the success of this type of marketing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it also shows that the brands and the companies realize that we have been going through a tough time and they really want to come and join the party and be positive and be giving. And that's the spirit of Ubuntu. It's heading towards a silly season. It is the spirit of giving. And I think that's exactly where they all were. Except, I mean, there were some people that got on that said, that's just the way I found the opportunistic opportunities, where a guy said, oh, I've got this book. I've written this book on marriage and I'll give you a copy because it's excellent and you need to have it. I'm like, really? Like,
right.
Really?
Yeah. It's so interesting because we see right through it.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so interesting. And I'd like to figure out why is it that we know what gives it away in terms of what is genuine and what isn't?
Well, I think you can tell from where the way it's worded as well. Wording is critical. I mean, the verbiage that you use. And when someone's promoting their book and they're not saying, I'm giving a gift of this book to this couple because I think they'll help them, the way it was written was so, it's just really bad.
The wording. It's 8:31. Dina Dunham, thank you as always. Awesome conversation. And we'll, of course, be back with you next week.